Okay. Welcome to the York Clear Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, February 10th. Can I get a roll call?
Yes. Garcia.
Here.
Mix.
Here.
Schumacher.
Here.
Hedman.
Here.
Casola.
Here.
Milshewski.
Here.
Gatz.
Here.
And Forrestal.
Here. Recognition of our visitors. We have our representative from the Friends
Kathy
of the Library,
Murphy,
Kathy Murphy.
Cecilia Martinez.
And Cecilia Martinez. Thank you. Any amendments to the agenda? No. Presentations? No. Approval of minutes? If we can look at our minutes and three sets of minutes. We have a regular board meeting, finance committee, as well as a policy committee meeting. Make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented. The Board of Trustees meeting for January 13th, the Library Finance Committee meeting for January 22nd, and the Policy Committee meeting for February 3rd as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Mix.
Yes.
Schumacher.
Yes.
Hedman.
Yes.
Petzola.
Yes.
Milshewski.
Yes.
Gatz.
Yes.
Forrestal.
Yes.
And Garcia.
Yes. Any correspondence? Public comment? Friends of the Library report?
Well, last Sunday, February 2nd, we had our 11th mini golf day. And we've only skipped 1 year. It was the year of COVID. We made just short of $7,000 for the library, and that's the third largest amount we've had so far since we started in 2014. It was a lot of fun and a lot of work, and Sharon over here is, should be applauded for really helping a lot. You and Sue really did a lot of work. And also, the high school students again came and helped us move things around, also work, actually work and do things, greet the people as they came up the stairs to play the first nine holes. And they are really, they've done it, I think, every year, but I don't know if that's really true, but they've been doing it the last several years, and they're really, really helpful. So I just want to comment on that. It was really fun, and we hope to do it again next year. Right, Sharon?
My first year not being there. I missed it this year.
I have a question. Who won the beautiful quilt?
Oh,
the quilt item quilt?
Yes.
It was beautiful, wasn't it? I thought you were
talking.
Yes.
I thought you were going to ask who won the most favorite hole. It was the one with the dogs, if anybody went. And it was well deserved.
That was so cute.
Yeah.
Really good. So cute.
Well, that's good.
So that's all I have.
That's all you have. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you for all your hard work. Staff comment? No staff. And we'll have the report of our treasurer.
Okay. For the bill list, everything is in order, nothing really outstanding. So I'd like to make a motion to approve. Oh, yes, you have a revised page in front of you. It'll say revised. Mm-hmm. So I thought there was a little typo on the other one. So we're going to look at the revised page and approve the bill list as provided. The total bills in the amount of $27,368.39. Total payroll in the amount of $58,253.89. The total disbursement being $85,622.28.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Schumacher.
Yes.
Hedman.
Yes.
Hesola.
Yes.
Milshewski.
Yes.
Getz.
Yes.
Forrestal.
Yes.
Garcia.
Yes.
And Mix.
Yes.
Okay, a report from our library director.
So, in your packet, you see pictures of our new chiller.
Yes.
And our old chiller going away.
Woohoo! Yay!
So, this was installed during that really cold spell. Gentlemen back there, they did have a portable heater and they were in this enclosure, so I was told that it was warm back in there. So, but oh my goodness, hats off to them.
Yes.
So it is set, it has not been started up, it won't be started, they will not start it up until late spring, so okay. Probably March, next month.
Okay.
So I wanted to tell you about some of the programs that Mike and Jeanette are doing. On Tuesday is a family-friendly February trivia. So they've done this now. This will be their third time hosting this for families. And it is Tuesday the 11th in this room at 6 o'clock. So if you would like to get a group together to form a team, we'd love to have you. We are part of a co-op called Illinois Library Presents, made possible by the Friends of the Library.
Yes.
They paid to have us in this program, and this is a statewide collaboration among other public libraries for high-quality author events in the next. The next speaker is Amy Tan. She's the author of The Joy Love Club. And she has a new book out called Backyard Bird Chronicles. So she will be on Zoom Wednesday, February 19th at 7 o'clock. We are also partnering with the Conservation Foundation again this year for a four-part series. We did one in January. And it was on a Fox River photo canoe trip. So we had 87 people come.
Wow.
So these are really popular programs. They get great speakers. And so we're really happy to do this program with them. The next one is Wednesday, February 26th. And it will be exploring the vital role of pollinators.
Oh, interesting.
Mike is doing a program called Don't Forget, the Science of Memory. This will be on March 19th, Wednesday, at 6 o'clock in this room. I've seen this speaker speak before. He's very engaging, and we've had him actually here a couple times way back. He did one of my very first programs here. He's a Houdini program. Very good. He does a little bit of magic. Mike has had great success with our puzzle swap program. So now he's started a board game swap program. So we have a staff member that also works at the Naperville Library, and they donated a large stack of board games for our startup here. So
nice.
Yeah, very nice of them. Let's see. I currently have 26 applications to review for our part-time clerk position.
Oh,
so that will be
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That will be part of our manager's meeting tomorrow, is to review those and get some interviews scheduled next week, hopefully.
Oh, that's great.
The Friends of the Library met, a few of them met with our youth services director to discuss options for the Rick Pfister Memorial Funds that they collected. And they decided that they're going to create a tree in the children's play area.
Oh.
And so we're going to be purchasing their acoustic tiles that hang from the ceiling. So it's kind of an abstract looking tree, but I think it'll be perfect in that spot. And I believe they're going to have a little owl that will be holding a plaque that says in memory of Rick Pfister. So. We partnered with the State Senator Sue Resin this year, again, to be a drop-off location for her Valentine's for Seniors hard drive. Today was the last day of it, and there were hundreds of Valentines that were dropped off from all different schools. I saw a package from a Boulder Hill school. There was a bunch from the high school. Our teams did cards as well. So they will be distributing those on this Friday.
Very good.
We had our LTA student from the College of DuPage start her practicum on Friday. I was out sick on Friday, so I didn't get to show her around, but we had staff do that, which was nice. I appreciate them stepping in for me. She will shadow four different departments with her time here during the spring semester. So, and then she has her own syllabus she has to do for this practicum. But she is a part-time worker at the Oswego
Library.
Mm-hmm. In circulation. So we had her start there. So I believe she'll do just fine for us. I met with the Public Works Director and the City's Facilities Manager to go over creating an RFP for our LED lighting upgrade. So I had a boilerplate kind of basic 19-page RFP that I sent over to them to have them look at it and put in the specifics, like the scope of work and the blueprints and all of that. So that's where we're at now with it. Once they add their notes to it, then I'll send it over to our attorneys to have him review it. And then once it's reviewed by him and changes are made, then I'll bring it to you guys for approval.
Okay.
So it might be another month or two. Just want to let you know that that is going on there. And lastly, you should have received an email today from the county clerk's office to file your statement of economic interest. If you didn't, I forwarded mine on to you as well, so you might have gotten two. That form needs to be completed by May 1st. Otherwise, after that, you pay a late fee, a $15 late fee. So if you didn't get it, let me know, and I'll resend it to you. That is my report.
Okay, thank you. Our city liaison rep is not here. We did have three committee meetings this month and last month. And so each of the chairperson can give us an update to the board. So we'll start first with the policy committee report.
Yes, so we have four policies that we reviewed, and we will be presenting for approval. We do have one policy that we would like to open this discussion on in regards to a particular age limit. But so yes, we have four different policies that we will be presenting for approval.
Okay.
And you have your policies in front of you. And we have... All right, so you have the first is the Yorkville Public Library Circulation Policy. And what you will see, the policy committee recommends adding yellow highlighted items. Those are recommendations that were recommendations to add to the policy itself. Anything that's crossed out with the black line, that's removing crossed out items. And items up for discussion are in red. So if we could look over the first policy, the library circulation policy, please.
Well, we'll approve it at the next one.
Okay.
So you can just go
So these are just for going over, and then we will approve the next one. Right. Yeah, sorry about that. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yes. So we have one, two, three,
yes.
four
yes.
different policies
yes.
that we'll be discussing in the new business.
Yes.
Okay. So we have the... circulation, collection development, library service, internet,
yes.
and yeah, that's it. Okay, so we'll be discussing that in our new business. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next is our, we have two finance committee meetings.
We got two.
We had one in January, we had one in today.
Oh,
and so you can just give us an update.
Okay.
So the one in January, we got the first kind of proposal of the budget and went through it, and that was, there was something that we noticed or changed, or we had to presented that to Rob. Being travel and conferences, training conferences, travel and lodging. There was a question on office cleaning. So various items we hit on.
Sorry, is it in a packet for everyone as one? Has a copy of it?
There's the
Which page are they? Everyone has their page so we can see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just want to make sure. Okay.
So so we had some things that we, at the first meeting, we were back to talk to Shelly about COLA raises and that, so that she could go back to Bob and make the adjustments. So then tonight we talked about that. So the one in front of you is the one that is being presented to us with the changes made. And it is almost ready for approval. We came up to today that we want some more information, a salary survey based on Shelly's job, just to see where she is in the whole scheme of things, and then look back at this one more time to see how that affects our budget, and, you know, what do we have to do.
Sure.
So the goal is we'll have one more meeting before the next our next library board meeting to just talk about that with Rob, and then the plan is to vote on it and approve it, approve the budget. We would have to do it at our next meeting.
March.
So she goes to City Council.
Okay.
So we are still looking. There was some question, I think, Jason, you had about the COLA.
Mm-hmm.
And which you said it was only...
This one is 5%. Today's
5%. And we had talked at the first meeting of going back to 3%.
And if we did a 3% COLA, it would be a $5,000 difference. For the part-time employees.
For part-time. That was, I knew Jason had asked us. So that's kind of where we're at. So I don't know if you, if anybody has any, that wasn't it, but other meeting has any comments or questions on it that we can address before the next meeting.
So the 5% was suggested, but 3% is, was the...
3% was originally suggested,
and then
he came back with the 5%.
So
right now we've got 5%, one full-time employee, two part-time employees, and then we just want to take a look at Shelley's salary.
There's an increase.
So it's not finalized just yet.
That's kind of, I mean, it's, if you want, if you look at it and give any comments before next meeting,
Did
you tell them the next meeting?
Yeah.
The next meeting is March 10th. If you want to be present.
March 10th at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
If you have any questions that we can address them before.
Yeah.
So you look at it.
So look
at
it
this month and we'll talk about it next month.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. We don't have any unfinished business. We have all new business tonight. So our discussion tonight is going to be on these policies that they discuss in the policy committee meeting. So we'll start with the circulation policy.
So circulation policy, as far as, obviously same would apply as far as the adding, but we would be adding would be a yellow card. Highlighted in yellow, crossing out are items that we'd like to remove from the policies themselves, and then discussion items are in red. So if you could take a peek at the circulation policy that we can bring.
I guess the thought behind the fundraising policy change as far as crossing that off, does that conflict at all with our solicitation policy, or do we cross that off because we feel our solicitation policy covers that?
Can you say what page you're looking at?
So
fundraising policy, fundraising is more geared towards friends of
law. Right.
13.
But I guess crossing it off, we feel comfortable doing that because anything else would be covered by the solicitation policy, or?
I don't think so. I'm not sure when this was added for the fundraising policy. And I just felt that that was more of a friend of the library policy, which is in the library services portion of it.
So it distinguishes in some of the other policies that is more so distinguished, and especially the difference between and keeping separate the library board or the library itself fiscally, and then the friends of the library.
Plus, I don't believe
fundraising
would even
belong
in the circulation policy.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I mean, our solicitation policy is in here, too.
Yeah, I feel like it.
They kind of go together, so.
So then do we need to have a separate out of that for solicitation?
Solicitation is right above it.
Right, I know.
So you're questioning.
I guess the question is why should it be in the circulation policy as opposed to a separate policy?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Because it's circulation, why would that be under circulation? The solicitation.
And the fundraising.
Should be its own policy, I would think.
Okay. Jason, what'd
you say?
Yeah.
I feel like solicitation should be its own policy.
Right. I do too.
And then my concern with removing H, I mean, are we covered for the Friends to be able to fundraise if we have a solicitation policy that says it's prohibited in the library? I think the point of H was to allow the Friends to fundraise on site because we have G called out as no solicitation.
To fundraise on site specifically.
Okay.
I'm confused. So, could you repeat?
Add that back.
So I feel like we need H if we're going to have G as a policy, right? Because if G says that we allow no solicitation and peddling, somebody could say, then why are you allowing mini golf if you don't have H called out as
specifically
allowed?
Specifically for mini golf and whatever we might be here.
I agree with you.
Mini golf is a part of the Friends of the library, so why would someone question that?
Because we have a policy that says there's no solicitation.
What's the definition of solicitation?
Yeah, because that's not soliciting. That's a program. It's a fundraiser, but it's held by an entity that is a part of, well, not part of, but that is affiliated with the library.
But aren't we selling raffle tickets to the baskets?
At solicitation?
Sure. Absolutely.
Part of the event.
Solicitation.
You're getting very, like...
And specifically, though, in one of our other policies,
I think it does.
Tara,
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Is that they're really distinguish that line between library and the fund specifically of the library versus what the Friends of the Library is doing. Is that also covered on that side?
It's under the Friends of the Library policy.
Okay, right. That's under that separate
Where's
policy.
Where's the Friends of the...
That's in library services.
Yes.
Okay.
Library services.
I guess we just have to have something allowing them to solicit on site.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is circulation.
Okay, so at this point, can we put that section on hold until we get over here?
Yeah.
Yes?
Go ahead. Solicitation and the fundraising?
Yes.
Should be
better
out.
Not in
yes.
the
Yes. That's what I'm
Correct.
Saying.
Correct.
Yes. Move it over.
Library service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Keep it,
but move it somewhere
right.
else.
But Jason, you're saying make it its own policy.
Either move it into something else or just have it as a standalone solicitation policy. I mean, there's...
Do other libraries have standalone solicitation policies? I don't think so. Do they?
I mean, we could. It just for updating purposes, I kind of like of them in groups.
Uh-huh.
It just makes it easier to review them.
Okay, so since you are... What do you think would be the best?
I move them to the library service policy.
Okay.
I think that's fine. I think it fits better there.
Yep. Under library services.
Okay.
I can put it at the bottom after exam proctoring. The next packet you have.
Yes, I see it.
Yeah.
G. Make it G.
So we're including both G and H, right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Perfect.
G.
We also have the prohibitions in the next policy too, library service policy. I know we want to separate it, but just so we have to keep that in mind when we move on to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Service policy.
Was that the only thing that we saw in this policy?
Well, there was something in red.
Yes.
Under G, we'll add more content to identity protection policy at a later date.
That policy is not being discussed tonight.
Yes. Okay, so we don't have to discuss the one in red at all?
Nope.
Okay, perfect.
No, I actually, yes.
You did that for your...
I only want to remove those two lines because those belong in the identity protection policy.
Yes. Got it.
Which we will have to review at another date.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so those are going into the identity protection.
Yes.
Do we want the bulletin boards to follow the solicitation? I mean, it kind of all goes together a little bit. I don't really see that as a, that's more of a service as opposed to a circulation item as well.
I'm sorry,
so after, we're already moving G and H, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Solicitation, so after that I is
yes.
the bulletin board and exhibits and with the display cases,
yes.
donation boxes. I feel that's all kind of in the same realm as the solicitation fundraising is more of a service than a,
gotcha.
So should those be moved to the other policy as well?
I would say yes.
Just take those three.
Yep.
G, H, and I.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I would say yes.
Okay.
Right. Did you have the H boxes? You got it. So G, H,
and I. Well, all these you have to vote on.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
We're done at the end.
Okay. So as of right now, we know what we're going to come back to.
No, we're going to vote on this one first.
Right now?
Done. If everybody's done with all the edits
yeah.
that need to be done, then we need to vote that we want this to happen.
Okay.
So any other changes, corrections, edits to this policy? No?
Anyone?
Okay, so then I move that we take the policy committee as presented with the changes of moving letter G, H, and I of the policy into the library services policy under the library services policy that we have for tonight. Motion to make that. Roll call.
Yes. Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Fasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Mix?
Yes.
Next policy is the collection policy.
Yes.
So we just renamed it?
Yes.
questions, additions? No? She just made it more organized.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I make a motion.
Approve the library collection development policy as presented.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
Pezzola?
Yes.
Lisuski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Nix?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
Library service policy? So instead of computer class, it's called reference services.
Do we need to identify where Shelley would be adding the G, H, and I into the service policy here?
After F.
After F?
Mm-hmm, under library services. After exam proctoring policy.
So G and H would just move to be...
G, H, I, right?
And
I.
Mm-hmm. But you wanted it by Friends of the Library.
Where?
By Friends of the Library and got this book.
Move it there. Let me see. You mean coming after the Friends of the Library?
Before or after, yeah.
Reference service, and then that would be G, which would be solicitation. I think after that, because we have reference service, Friends of the Library, other library. We could do it after other library services.
Yeah.
After that, solicitation, petition. I still say after exam. I'm not sure. Shelley, what do you think? I mean, that it flows.
So remember we talked in, I have E highlighted on page 6.
Okay, that's it.
That we didn't feel we needed to list every single library service that
right.
the library
right.
offers.
Right.
So we were removing E anyway.
Okay, so that's being removed.
So
then it would go after that.
So we can put it in there, or we could just put it after exam proctoring. It just doesn't seem weird location.
I think I put it
after the
Friends
of Library.
I before because it
yeah.
ties it all in.
I do too, because it flows together,
yep.
And then the questions that would be definitely.
Okay, so after?
After reference service?
Yeah, so
E
be
make for
E would be
the library. Put it in there.
So
oh,
after
yeah, yeah.
E. I mean, it will become E, right? Because you're taking out other library services. Are you taking that out?
Yes.
Yes.
So that it would become E.
So E would become solicitation and petition.
Well, it's going to push all the letters down because
yeah.
we're moving in three letters,
yeah.
right?
Right.
So.
After the Friends of the Library.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
Insert.
And exam proctoring
well,
is last.
Yes.
Yes.
Just before you do that, would
yeah.
you want to put that all before? Because I'm...
Yeah, right before Friends of the Library.
Yes,
I think. Then it's already explained.
Correct.
Yeah.
To get to Friends
that
of the
makes
Library.
Sense. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Friends of the Library. Sorry, Shelley.
Correct.
That's okay.
Okay.
Before Friends of the Library.
Yes.
So
yeah.
after C, like
yes.
E.
Okay.
After reference
yeah.
service.
Because by the time you get to Friends of the Library,
yeah.
it's already
yeah.
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 It's already been explained.
D, E, F, and then Friends becomes G.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
DEF is GHI from the other policy.
Mm-hmm.
Any other additions, changes?
We did have a question. We did, this
yes.
is where we
yes.
wanted to discuss something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which page?
It's page 18.
18.
Yep.
The H.
So I spoke with the chief of police and asked if there is an age restriction, and there is not, on unintended children in the library. So between page 18 and 19 in this, I did a little bit of research and listed the library's policies and the age that they have, just so you can see that.
For unsupervised children.
Unsupervised children in the library.
Mm-hmm. For the majority, it's 8.
So, yeah, we guys need to decide what age.
8 is at what grade?
I think 8 is
Third grade.
Mm-hmm.
Which we,
yes.
We as the policy,
I
felt that was too young.
Yeah, it is. I think it should be 10. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So, are you saying under 10?
We felt more comfortable.
Wait. What's your question?
No, it says children under 8.
Yes.
Right, that's what they said. There's no policy for that. But they were saying they believe it needs to be above that.
We,
I agree.
9 or 10.
10.
That's fourth grade.
10.
Nine or ten is fourth grade.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say 10.
And then we discussed responsible caregiver, and we looked it up in Illinois.
Okay.
You can babysit at age 14.
Right.
So we thought that 14 was
cut off
appropriate. Yeah. So did we want to change it to 10 or 9?
I say 10.
Or do you want to put a grade in there?
Yeah, but if you put a grade, someone could be advanced and be 9, and so I don't want to put a grade. I would probably put an H. So let's decide as a board. All in favor for 10? Any thoughts? Yeah,
that's thoughts or discussion in regards to? Does anybody have any?
So just to be clear, it says children under 8, but you're saying children now under 10. Right?
Or no,
just 10. Children 10.
10 and above.
10 and above. 10 above. Oh, not under.
Yeah,
we don't.
Okay. Right. And that's where we were stuck during our policy meeting.
Yeah, we weren't sure. We thought 8 was a little too young.
We felt it for to be unattended in the library.
No.
But especially in today's world.
I say 10 or 11. That's what I say. Because that's like 4th, 5th grade.
Mm-hmm. We felt more comfortable with 10, Tara. I mean, that's...
I did, too. Shelley, you made a good argument for maybe even 9, but...
Sure.
10 is 4th grade.
Fourth, fifth grade.
Because you're in between that.
Yes.
12 is going into middle school. Oh. 9 and 10 is like, you know, in between. So 10.
Mm-hmm. So children under 10.
Yes.
Is that how we
want
to say?
Yes.
Children under 10.
So then it would be children under 10, children 9 years of age or younger?
Must be accompanied.
Must be accompanied. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And then on page 10,
yes.
On number 11, then that needs to be changed too, right? It says no child under the age
correct.
Of 11, so that should be changed.
Oh.
Yep.
Yes.
And what page is it in?
Page 10.
Number 11, page 10.
Oh, aligns with the Illinois state law. Where did that come from? Wait a minute. I know.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Is that, if that's the law? If that's the law, then I'm going to say 11.
That's where Shelly did a little bit of research as far as...
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that. All right, so are we going to stick with...
We can take that out.
What?
Good pop. You know what? I think maybe... We should defer to the attorney because
yes,
actually
please do.
This patron use of behavior policy came from our attorney.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the attorney as far as the law on the age.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about number 11, page 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other page.
And the other one. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I can send him that one.
Yes.
Obviously, we don't want to be...
I don't want to be too right
outside
too
the law. However, yeah. I mean, you have all these other libraries. I don't know how we're...
I'm sure they ran it through the attorneys, but we're going to run it through ours.
Right. Just trying to wrap my brain around.
The phone call that I had, I was told that there is
no law.
There is no law.
Well, let's make sure before we say Illinois law with the attorney.
So, yeah, we have to change. They should go together.
So, the library service policy, we're not going to vote on because we're going to talk to the attorney.
No.
Yep.
Okay?
The
next one. Old business. Internet policy.
This one has not been updated in a very
long time.
If you read through the old policy,
I can see versus all the changes.
Yeah. Some of the verbiage was very interesting.
On page 2, if we're removing everything under the A, why do we need it, or is that B?
Hmm?
On page 2, at the bottom.
So we have...
We changed the name.
Yeah,
I mean, it wouldn't be.
Right.
But
then
it's just
that's
eliminated.
That's the old A?
Yeah, that was the old A.
Oh, because it's highlighted. That's
yes.
Why. Okay. So that's the old A. So that's all taken care of.
That's the responsibility of patrons, yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there.
And then that's why I saw
and
two
then,
A's.
Yeah, and then that's it.
Okay, so A, B, and then now C. I was confused because it said
A. And then
A.
Shelley has moved the responsibility of
got it.
Using library, yeah.
Social media policy, has anybody ever asked to be removed from a social media post if we've included pictures? Okay. I'm just curious if we have to allow for that at all. If, again, we post a picture of an event and it has a patron in it, if they were to not feel comfortable being posted online.
So when they register for a program, there's a disclaimer on photography.
But if they're not here for any program, would they ever be in a picture? Or, like, if it was, like, a drop-in activity? Or
I believe it's on our website.
Okay.
Any library activity, you give permission unless stated otherwise.
Unless you tell them, don't take a picture of me.
Yeah, I'm just curious because I know there's sensitivity around that.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see it separated out?
Well, I just, I mean...
I don't think it should be separated.
I don't think it should be separated out. I'm just wondering if there should be a bullet point, you know, upon request, like anybody that wishes to be removed from any social media post or...
But how would they know? Would they provide all the details? We're asking our staff to do more. if someone wants to do that. I mean, it's just like in the school. You go to school, there are programs in school, and they take pictures at school. Is that any different?
I mean,
you decided a disclaimer at the very beginner, at the beginning of the school year.
Every school year.
Right.
But she's telling us that there's a disclaimer on our website as well as when they attend our program.
But they're not signing anything, though. If somebody, it's a public building. If somebody walks in and their picture is taken because there's an event going on, I mean, obviously it's not coming up too much to where it'd be a concern. My just thought is, again, from a social media standpoint, if people's preference is not to have their picture or their children's picture on the library's website, would they have the ability to request that, and should that be a consideration under social media?
And how would we, I'm just thinking, because I understand from
the, hold on. After the fact, though?
I know, but I'm just thinking about from the perspective of school. I know that we signed, there's a disclaimer at school, and that is a public school as well. Yeah. We are a public institution as well. How will we be able to do that? You're saying that every person that walked through the library...
No. I'm saying if somebody asked to be removed, I'm saying if there was a picture that was put up on social media of a person in the library, right?
Okay.
And they don't want to be on social media.
On the library social
correct.
Media.
Is there a process for them to ask for that picture to be removed?
So creating a policy that has a process for
even
removal.
Just a bullet point under social media saying...
Okay, so then how would we do it? What would the process be?
Coverage.
Right, but what would the process be? We have to think about that. How would we do that?
Would it be the same
a form or
like it would if someone were like if someone were signing up, it would just, it would be another form.
No, I'm not saying that it would need to be done at sign up. I would just say upon written request. I mean,
right.
I think all you would have to say is upon written request to whatever
would
designated person at the library, you can request that you're.
Sure.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
I like it, but I want Shelley, if think of the process, because it's going to have to be a process, and there's going to have to be documentation for to keep, just in case someone wants it down. We need to make sure we have it tracked.
Yeah.
And so I would say, can you see other libraries how they're doing that?
See how other libraries are doing
that? If they have that kind of policy.
Okay, all right.
What were you going to say? Tell me.
I just know that there's laws around removing social media posts.
Mm-hmm.
There are.
Yeah, because even when you use Facebook,
it
records
return.
Well, if you did, could you then, if the person doesn't want to be in it, could you blur them somehow and repost it?
I guess I'm saying maybe if we're going to redo the policy, we understand what that is at this point.
Sure.
And maybe if you're going to call the attorney,
I was going to say ask the attorney.
Is that another question we can ask? Just again, I'm in. So I know social media comes up a lot with like some of the children's group that my kids participate in. I work in senior living, right? So there's a lot about, seniors being, posted in pictures that they don't want to appear in and not wanting to be listed in social media.
Sure.
So I'm just thinking if we're going to address a policy on social media that we might want to consider.
It needs to be.
What is our response should that come up? So
But it's a process.
Yeah.
Meaning that we create the policy, but we have to make sure that we have the correct process in place. So in order to do that, let's speak to our attorney around the laws of social media removing posts, as well as looking at other libraries, if you can. I'm sure you have your group of directors that you talk to. If they come across something like this, and how do they handle it? Would be the best.
I mean, I've seen multiple posts where it's they put a little like a fictitious face in front versus removing the whole post, but it would be like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles last night.
Because now I'm thinking, because if someone wants it, what if we have
people find information
and how long do those posts last? Because if we have photos, let's say someone comes in, they don't want their child or their whole, and we've had it for so long, let's say they've attended numerous programs, how do we go about doing that?
Or if it can't be removed due to law, then maybe we have that in there saying that, due to laws
so
around.
If we're having to get permission
right
initially,
right,
then
But that's
now you're saying the law prohibits you from taking
exactly.
a picture off when I never gave you permission. So
but that's any place you go.
Silly.
That's not yeah. just a library. You can go to any place
oh,
and someone
no
can take pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't even know someone's videotaping you or taking a picture of you just by the way people use their phones.
Well, as public property, people
yeah.
can take pictures,
yeah.
but
yeah.
then I guess the question
yeah.
is, what is our right as a library
exactly.
to post those?
Right.
Which, I guess that would go back to the attorney as far
yeah.
as
yep, that's a good
that specification.
Very good. Any other topics of discussion on this internet policy use? I'm not saying it was a bad thing, it's a good thing, but I want to make sure that you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Any other, so we're going to hold on this policy as well until we hear from the attorney. Okay. Shelly, are we still going into the discussion of the approval of the fiscal budget? Or we're...
No, that's
discussion. That's going
to
be after the meeting.
Well, unless anybody had a chance to look at it, there's any concerns.
Any questions on the budget that we just... that she just talked a little bit about?
I apologize, I wasn't able to come to the committee meeting today, but did we get the answer as far as the capital fund and if we need to take any action if that continues to dip negative, or is that still a future conversation?
About how it's going down?
Well, if it goes, if that fund goes negative, do we have to look at transferring? I mean...
Rob is not very concerned about where it is at this point.
Okay.
He said we've been good.
We discussed... the possibility of increasing development fees.
Yeah.
They haven't. They've remained the same for
20 years.
20 years.
Oh,
is
wow.
The guess.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That would have to go through the city
council.
Yeah.
Increasing
what?
And then I brought up the, what are the fees we're going to get from the data center?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he said that that and Costco is still
so we will have another finance committee meeting coming up, and then we'll
yeah,
do this up again in March.
Jason, I don't know if you're here. We're going to do it in
yep.
March.
Yep.
Okay. Next item of discussion is approval of the library closing on September 26th, 25 for the Pub Day Conference to attend, and we've done that in the past.
We have.
What's the difference?
This year it is enrollment.
Oh.
So there
you
will be expenses mm-hmm. incurred with this. Colleen's about 2 hours, 5 minutes away. Round trip is about 242 miles. I'm anticipating if we do this, I'm hoping that we get 12 to 15 staff members that are able to go. So that would be 3 cars. At 70 cents a mile, our mileage to do this is around $508. And then we have part of the fee is paying also for lunch for all of the employees. But I have included that in the budget.
Right. I saw that.
Yeah. So.
Under training.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... They do this conference every other year. So, not last year, but the year before, it was. We were fortunate. It was up here
right.
in Waubonsie.
Mm-hmm.
So, now this time it's...
Moline.
Out in Moline.
So, it's a wash.
Is it just a day?
It's a day.
I was
going to
say.
Okay, so just like
yeah.
a work day.
You were literally coming back, going and
yep.
coming back in one day.
Yep. It's from 10 to 3, so we probably here 8-ish.
Okay.
And we'll be back just after
5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? I make a motion that we approve library closing on September 26th for staff to attend the Pub Day Conference.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Excuse me. Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Thank you.
No need for executive session. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.